gauge gear first of all to the competitors. It's now being shown to them. It'll be flipped round. Watch the lights. They're watching the lights, and 47's made the jump there. Not sure we can't see the lights, but everyone else was still. But number 47 was off. Chris Kinley.
Yeah, he has gone off. 47.94, 35 and 82. They're off there. So we'll give a little eye on the timing screen on that one. Whether he's done a jump or not, they have all the judges there having a look. But 47 has the lead, Tim.
Yeah, he was miles ahead of anyone else starting. Everyone else was on hold, and then eventually they went. But he was already past us in the commentary box and heading down towards Chris Kinley. So others in this, 76 on the blue plates is Royston Phipps, 65 Robert Knorr, we mentioned, 85 Danny Pullen, Gary Hutton is number 20, number 111 we mentioned as well on the Drixton Air Mackie is Andrew Guy, the rider from Sheffield, 92 Stephen Walsh, we've got 35 Gavin Duffy, 63 Angela Cragg, 68 Jeff Bates, 50 John Arthur Jones, and 12 Richard Ford. Number 82 is in there as well, that's Rod Graham. Number 77, that's Sean Wynn, and number 67 should be in there as well, Phil Lunny, the Downpatrick rider on the 500 Honda. So let's go out to get our timings on this. Let's go out to cross four ways, and Rob Pritchard, we're underway.
Thanks, Tim. So I'm just wondering there if Vic Haskell did just jump off the line a little too soon. Like I said, we'll have to wait for confirmation of that. If that is the case, I believe, is that going to be the first, I suppose, jump start almost of this meeting? And we've managed to make it all the way through, because that can be the case in a lot of these races here on the Boulogne course, both here at the Pre-TT and the Southern 100 as well. We'll have to wait and see. Two machines in the distance here have made a bit of a break for it here at Cross Four Ways. It's number 94, Terence Sansom, ahead of number 12, Richard Ford, on the way through as well. Then it's number 47, Vic Haskell, who's dropped back. Number 82 and 35, that's Gavin Duffy. Number 20 on the way through as well, that's Gary Hutton. Now a whole scotch crew, including Jeff Bates, Andrew Guy. Number 85 is in there, Danny Pullen. And number 76, Royston Phipps. Number 67 is Phil Lunny at the back of that group, so far as the travelling marshals also make their way through. So number 94, Terence Sansom, currently leading the race as it stands. And number 47, Vic Haskell, just dropping back into third through cross four ways. So maybe a bit of an understanding if there was a bit of a jump start, I suppose. Maybe just dropping a little bit back just to make sure that there isn't a potential penalty or anything around that. But number 94, Terence Sansom, leads through cross four ways here on the first lap of this 350-500cc consolation race. And then, like I mentioned, number 47, Vic Haskell, just dropping back a little bit, back into third place, was on the front row, of course. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like one bike's made a little bit of a break for it. In fact, he hasn't. It was two bikes together, and it is number 94 that leads ahead of number 12. So Terence Sansom is ahead of Richard Ford, number 12. 82 just overtakes 47 to move up into third. That's Rod Graham ahead of Vic Haskell. Just listen to these through. So yeah, 82 Rod Graham in third. The lead though for Sansom over Ford is just 0.109 of a second. Doesn't get much closer than that. So that is a tremendous tight tussle at the top. In third then it's Rod Graham, number 82. Fourth is number 35, Gavin Duffy. In fifth place is number 20, Gary Hutton. Sixth place number 63, and that is Angela Cragg. Seventh, number 92, Stephen Walsh. 11th, eighth is 111, Andrew Guy. And it does look like there has been a penalty imposed on number 47, Vic Haskell, because he's showing on the screen as down in 12th position. So ninth is number 68, Jeff Bates. 10th, number 85, Danny Pullen. 11th, number 76, Royston Phipps. Then it's Vic Haskell. So further down that leaderboard is Vic Haskell, number 47, than he is on course. Number 67 is Phil Lunny. He's 13th. Let's go to Robert Cross four ways.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, seems like it is the confirmation of a penalty there for number 47, Vic Haskell, there dropping into 12th by your screen there. But it looks like it is a two-machine shootout at the front and two of them dropping into the tip almost side-by-side here. But just edging ahead, number 94, Terence Sansom. But number 12, Richard Ford, having a little look up the inside, chose not to commit. So Richard Ford just drops in behind number 94, Terence Sansom. Into third here is number 82. That's Rod Graham. Then two more here, number 35, Gavin Duffy, and number 20 is Gary Hutton as well. Nice little duo between the two of them there going on. Number 63, there's Angela Crank. And number 68, Jeff Bates just taking a couple of bike lengths ahead, number 111, Andrew Guy there. So Terence Sansom leading through cross four ways just from Richard Ford. Number 85 and 76 through number 92, the newcomer Stephen Walsh is also around and now heading up towards Church Bends there. But Sansom and Ford almost close enough to shake hands through cross four ways. Certainly wouldn't be advising it, but it looks like a great battle at the front between those two on this opening lap of the 350 500cc consolation race. Number 82, Rod Graham, as it stands at the moment, occupying the other podium spot. But it's only the first lap. Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, two machines crossing the bridge in close proximity and two machines emerge. But just a little bit further ahead is 94 from number 12. 0.765 seconds is the margin that 94, Terence Sansom, enjoys over number 12, Richard Ford. There's number 82, Rod Graham, in third position. 35 and 20, Gavin Duffy and Gary Hutton, 4th and 5th. 63, Angela Cragg is through as well. 111 and moving up into 7th is Andrew Guy, and 68, Jeff Bates up into 8th. 85 is Danny Pullen. 76, Royston Phipps there, 9th and 10th. And in 11th is number 92, Stephen Walsh. No other machines in view. Terence Sansom then, a best lap there of 81.798 miles per hour. And that is 3 minutes, 7.045 seconds. Second is Richard Ford, 0.765 seconds down, 81.513 miles per hour. For him, as another bike comes into our vision here, and that is number 67, Phil Lunny. And it looks like 47, Vic Haskell, with that jump start, has dropped out after the opening lap here. Rod Graham, his lap just under the 80, 79.2 it was for him. He's in third, so it's 94 from 12. From 82, let's go to Rob Pritchard at cross four ways.
Yeah, you mentioned the top three there, Tim, but the newcomer, number 35, Gavin Duffy, up into fourth there. That's good running as well. And number 63, Angela Cragg, another newcomer. Here are the front two. Terence Sansom, number 94, leads from number 12, Richard Ford, through cross four ways on this third lap here. So it is, as you were through cross four ways, as it was on the last lap, Terence Sansom just ahead of number 12, Richard Ford here. Here is the rider in third as it stands, number 82, Rod Graham as well, and a big gap to two more machines behind him as Rod Graham goes to cross four ways. And here's number 35, Gavin Duffy, but right on his tail is number 20, Gary Hutton, who moves up the inside there. Great move there from Gary Hutton as he held it on the exit. He has, so he moves off a place. Number 63, Angela Cragg through. So Gary Hutton moves up ahead of Gavin Duffy into cross four ways. Number 111, Andrew Guy, up ahead of number 68, Jeff Bates there as well. So some great little duels going on all the way up and down the order as it stands. Three more machines through, numbers 85, 76 and number 92 as well. So again, cross four ways, same as you were on the last lap. Number 94, Terence Sansom, leads to you, Tim.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the first bike to emerge. Two bikes emerge, and it is still our race leader, 94. But the gap, 0.983s, is still under a second between 94, Terence Sansom, and number 12, Richard Ford. 82.961 miles per hour for Sanson, 82.864 for Ford. That's number 82 through 82 on that Honda is Rod Graham. He's 18.7 down on the leader. And up into fourth position now is number 20, Gary Hutton. He's got ahead of number 35. Number 35 is Gavin Duffy, the newcomer. Another newcomer just across the line there. And another, 63, Angela Craig, and 111, Andrew Guy there in sixth and seventh. And the experienced 68, Jeff Bates, is in eighth. There's 85, Danny Pullen in ninth. Up into 10th is number 92, Stephen Walsh. And 76, Royston Phipps, is in 11th place. So 82.961 for Sansom on lap 3, 82.864 miles per hour for Ford, and a quickest lap as well for the man in third position, number 82, Rod Graham. He's gone over 80 at 80.060. Fourth then, and up into fourth, is number 20. That's Gary Hutton. Fifth, number 35, Gavin Duffy. Sixth, number 63, Angela Craig. Seventh, number 111, Andrew Guy. Those last three, all newcomers. Great to see. Let's go to Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, Tim, it's starting to look a little clearer what that front three will look like as it stands. Here are the two at the front. Number 94, Terence Sanson, but right on his tail, number 12, Richard Ford here. He's not letting him go quietly as Richard Ford there. So Terence Sanson leads again through cross four ways, but Richard Ford, number 12, only around two bike lengths or so by my reckoning on the exit across four ways there. So this really is a two-horse race at the front here. And quite a few seconds back now to the man here in third. And that is number 82, Rod Graham there. The roarty sound through cross four ways on that machine. So he's looking steady in third at the moment. Is number 82, Rod Graham, the battle for fourth and fifth. And pulling out a bit of a gap in fourth now is number 20, Gary Hutton, away from number 35, Gavin Duffy. After Gary Hutton pulled off that really smooth overtake here at cross four ways on the last lap here. Gavin Duffy keeping him honest though. Terence Sanson then leading through cross four ways as Angela Craig comes through number 63. From number 12, Richard Ford, but it's still all to play for as 111, Andrew Guy comes through, and number 68 is Jeff Bates. To you, Tim.
Yeah, and just seeing the last lap flag out here, so this could well have been reduced to five. And here's our leading two, 94. And there's 12, and it is indeed the last lap flag is out, so it's been reduced from six to five laps. Terence Sanson then has a 1.5 second lead now, number 94 over number 12, Richard Ford. They both put in fastest laps, Sanson at 83.424 miles per hour and Ford at 83.145. Here's your man in third, 82. Rod Graham, quickest lap of the race for him at 80.301 miles per hour. And, well, he's 23.5 seconds back from the leading pair, but he's around 15 seconds ahead of the guys behind. And they are number 20 in fourth, Gary Hutton. And in fifth place, the newcomer, Gavin Duffy, number 35. There's Angela Craig, number 63, another newcomer across the line. And 111, Andrew Guy, another newcomer. There's that distinct bike of number 68, Jeff Bates, on the 350 Honda, the rider from Thornton Cloverleys. Here is 92, it is. It's got ahead of 85. So Stephen Walsh, the newcomer, has moved ahead and up into ninth ahead of number 85, Danny Pullen. And most of them have gone quicker as the race has gone on. Lighter fuel tank, of course, but yep, it is the last lap that's being shown, that flag on display. So for the final time in this consolation race, let's go out to cross four ways and Rob Pritchard.
Yeah, here we go, Tim, and it's just one machine here has really pulled away on this last lap. It is number 94, Terence Sansom, into cross four ways here. He's opened up quite a gap to number 12, this man, Richard Ford. So Terence Sansom really starting to make haste on this last lap, as it were, really looking to take the win in this consolation race, pulling away from Richard Ford in second. And those two have pulled out an enormous gap over the machines behind on this final lap of this 350-500cc consolation race. But far bigger a gap that Terence Sansom has pulled out on Richard Ford there than at any other point in this race so far through cross four ways, as another machine emerges down into the dip from the distance. Round the hedgerow here we come, just getting it down through the gears. There is number 82, Rod Graham, still looking steady at the moment for that final podium place in this consolation race here. Quite a few seconds ahead of the next two to emerge. Round the hedgerow into cross four ways, number 20, Gary Hutton in fourth, and number 35, Gavin Duffy in fifth, still running well as the newcomer here in this consolation race. So Gary Hutton pulling a little bit of a gap again to number 35, Gavin Duffy. To you, Tim.
Yeah, just seen a bike cross the bridge, and we'll wait to see if it's some of the lower order. No, it's not. It is our race winner, number 94 on the Paul and Dawn Matravers Honda. Second is Richard Ford. Terence Sansom, though, is your race winner. And 84.2, so he pulled the pin, did Sansom, on the last lap. We'll just wait to see number 82 being confirmed in third, Rod Graham.